something for the weekend. Good morning, it is Trina Mara, a lady I spotted on Facebook during the week. Laura Walsh, good morning, how are you?
All good here, thank you.
Well, I say I'm Trina in Classic Hits. I'm Trina in the attic, if I'm being totally honest.
That has a ring to it, in fairness.
I think I can get used to this. I don't even have to brush my hair. It's great. How are you getting on?
Yeah, all good. I'm trying to keep busy, you know, keeping the mind occupied like everyone.
It's such a weird time, isn't it, for everybody? Knowing what to be doing with themselves.
I know. I mean, if you had told us all a couple of months ago this was going to happen, I don't think anyone would have believed you.
No. The reason why I stalked you on Facebook during the week is because I saw your fabulous video. So tell us what you've been doing.
Yeah, well, just, I suppose, a couple of days ago, I went up to a nursing home. I'm a musician. I've been doing many gigs a week for many years now, and obviously that's all come to an end with the bars and pubs closed and everything cancelled. But I went up to a nursing home that's quite local to me and just played a couple of songs for about an hour or so for the residents in the nursing home. So I was out in the courtyard and they were able to kind of look out their windows and wave out at me and stuff.
You can't physically go in because obviously of the social distancing. So,
so
this was Kiltipper. A nursing home, wasn't it?
Yeah, as you said, they're all confined to the rooms. Obviously, they want to keep it as under control up there as possible, not letting anyone in that could potentially cause any risks to them. So
they must be so bored, like the rest of us as well. So you came up with a great idea.
Just take my hand, take my whole life too, for I can't help falling in love with you. Thank you guys for the velvets.
When did you decide, or how did you come up with the idea of going up there, setting up your speakers in the courtyard and playing for them? And by the way, the song that's on Facebook that you did, the Elvis song, I Can't Help Falling In Love With You, one of my favourites, I played that at my wedding, you know. So when I heard that, I was like, oh, have to get this girl on.
I know other musicians are going up and doing it as well, into other nursing homes, and I work in a couple of schools that are now closed as well. So I was kind of thinking to myself, my God, like what can I do in any way to make myself useful over the next little while? And the first thought is the nursing homes, and in the same room all day, there's just such a, it must be a very monotonous kind of day in certain ways for them. So
especially when they're used to having their family come to visit, or people popping in, or
exactly
doing certain activities, all that must be gone.
Yeah, and I mean, it's not only, it's obviously very difficult for them, but it's obviously very difficult for the families as well who aren't able to get up and visit them. I can only imagine the worry and the sadness that they have at the minute to not be able to get up to them.
And I mean, we're grand because we're okay-ish when it comes to technology, and we can get onto social media, or we could do different things. We can watch Netflix. I don't think the people who are in the nursing home are probably into the Netflix series, you know. So it's great, and I'm sure they really enjoyed the music, did they? I could hear them all clapping in the background.
They did. It was lovely. I have to say, they were so nice, and they were waving at me from all the windows, and they were fussing over me, making sure that I was warm enough. They were lovely, and they did enjoy the music. I've got like a list of requests for them. I'm going to head back up in a couple of days, so I have a list of requests to play through for them next time.
Oh really? So what kind of songs do they want? You have to learn them now, or do you know them all?
Yeah, so I had a request for a Carpenters song. Who else do they want? They wanted some Don McLean. Just a couple of songs that I need to get learning for them.
Jeez, they're very demanding, aren't they?
Oh, I know, fair play to them. They know what they want.
Oh, brilliant. Well, listen, fair play to you, Laura. I thought, you know, you deserve to get the recognition, you know, for doing something so kind. Because you could be just, you know, looking after yourself, and you're making sure that the elderly people are keeping entertained. Hopefully you'll be back to work in your normal kind of circumstances.
I hope so,
pretty
yeah.
soon, because let's face it, the pubs are going to open again. We are going to get there, but it's just, we don't really know when at the moment, isn't it?
It's going to be some party when they do.
Can you imagine? We'd be all dying to get out,
aren't
we?
Do you know what I said? It's going to be like, you know, in Ireland, you see the videos from like the Euros and the World Cups when people were like dancing on roundabouts, drinking.
Italian 90.
I think it's going to be like that one. Yeah, it's going to be like Italian 90 all over again.
Oh, yeah. But Laura, you need to get cracking on doing a song. song for that then at the
end of, you
need to write, get the lyrics going now, so we'll have a song ready for the end of this. Listen, thanks so much. Are you on social media and that? Are you trying to plug yourself for gigs when this, are
no,
you very busy?
I'm not trying to plug myself. I do mostly cover gigs and stuff, you know. Yeah. But I was more than happy to go up and play in the nursing home, and I don't mean in that way,
but I was giving you an opportunity to plug yourself if you wanted to.
No, I've nothing to plug. Thank you though.
You're very good. Listen, Laura, thanks for taking our call. You've a beautiful voice, and well done for keeping all the people up in Kiltipper entertained.
Absolutely. Lovely talk. Thank you.
Thanks. This is Something for the Weekend. It's Classic Hits.